Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, in your book, you talk about some of the issues and tendencies we have that really sort of help identify that there's something going on in our lives. And you know what? As I read these, you listening today, you might go, check, 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 me. And Nancy will offer you some encouragement after I read this list. So here we go. A high need to control situations and people. Anger over little things. Anxiety about money and relationships. Weight consciousness. Fitness obsession. Concerns about reputation. Money, fear of losing it, and a driving desire for more. Substance reliance. Self-hatred. Lying. Manipulation. Self-promotion. Lack of care and concern for others. A sharp tongue. Violent reactions. A time-consuming hobby, a critical attitude, high walls and the ability to make lasting friends, a distrust of authority, phobias, the need to provide everything your child or family wants. Okay, talk about what's so significant about this list and why we need to take a look at some of these things as potential symptoms.
Well, you know, the reason I knew to write that list is because I've experienced just about everything that's on that list personally myself, even as a leader. And I didn't recognize those things in me until I began to go to counseling and God began to reveal these things. And then, of course, over the years working with the girls that walked through our doors and all the issues that we have, I didn't mention, but one, I had one thing that I'll share personally out of my life is that even though I was a Christian during college, that for 5 years in my college life, I struggled with a severe eating disorder. And back then, nobody really talked about eating disorders until actually Karen Carpenter and the younger generation that's listening, they probably don't even know who that is. But, you know, Karen Carpenter passed away from an eating disorder, and that only then did people actually begin to recognize and talk about eating disorders. And I had one, but I didn't really know what it was that I was dealing with. But there was such a need to control, you know, control food, control, you know, I tried to even control where I would eat, how often I would eat. Anytime anybody would mention going out, I would freak out, you know. And, of course, one of the issues we deal with at Mercy are girls with eating disorders, so I've got a lot of compassion for that. But here I am, a Christian, and I'm preaching freedom to everybody else, and I'm living in this awful bondage. And I knew that the only hope was to cry out to God, and I had to surrender that thing. And it was a five-year battle, but I literally cried out to God through fasting and prayer and seeking ministry and was able to get set free. But when I first became a Christian, that was not in my life. And I almost think that the enemy comes and brings things from our background, whether it's through our family, through our upbringing, through whatever relationships may have gone wrong. And let's say, you know, the least little thing can trigger something, like a boyfriend that says, I remember when I was one of my first boyfriends in junior high, he said that he was breaking up with me because he didn't like the way that I looked in a bathing suit. So that was a trigger for me years later in college, that I thought I had to be thin to be accepted and loved. And from that point on, I never wanted to, like, go to the beach with my friends and that kind of stuff. So it's just amazing how one little thing can be something in your life that can cause so much baggage. When you dwell on one thing, it leads to the next and next and next.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.